Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful, an immense-style call-and-response riff stack from scratch in Ableton Live 12, shaped for jungle and old-school D&B energy. The goal is not just to chop a break and let it loop. We want a drum conversation, something that feels musical, urgent, and ready to sit inside a real drop. That matters because in jungle, the break is not just texture. It is the hook. It is the movement. It is the personality of the track. If you get this right, the drums can push the bass line forward, carry the section, and still leave enough space for the sub to hit properly underneath. So the mindset here is simple. Don't build a busy loop, build a phrase. Start by loading a clean amen source into an audio track. If you have a few versions, pick the one with the clearest transients and enough room between hits to chop cleanly. You want a snare that already cuts through, kick shapes that still read after editing, and high-end detail that sounds lively rather than harsh. What to listen for here is very basic, but very important. First, does the snare already have attitude before processing? And second, does the break still feel usable when you imagine it being sliced up? If the sample sounds crushed, overly bright, or thin before you even start, move on. A better source will save you time later. Now create a two-bar call phrase. In Ableton Arrangement View, loop a short section and start slicing around the transients. You can do this manually with audio clips, or drop the break into simpler in slice mode if you want a faster trigger-based workflow. Either way, the first phrase should stay fairly readable. Let the kick and snare logic speak before you get too fancy. A good starting point is to keep bar 1 a little kick-led with a ghost hit or two, then let bar 2 answer, with the snare and maybe the small tail fill. You want the listener to hear the shape immediately. What to listen for is whether the snare still feels like the spine of the pattern. In jungle, if the snare loses its anchor role, the whole groove starts to wobble. The first phrase should still feel like an amen, just with your own edits and intent. Once that call phrase is working, duplicate it and turn the second version into the response. This is where the conversation starts. The response should not just be louder or denser. It should answer the first phrase with contrast. Maybe you shift one slice. Maybe you swap a tail. Maybe you add a small triplet flick near the end. The point is to reply, not to shout over the original idea. A useful way to think about it is this. If your bass line is already busy, keep the response tight and minimal. If the bass line is sparse, let the response carry a little more narrative. That is why this works in D&B. At 170 plus BPM, the ear tracks repetition quickly, so a smart response phrase gives the brain a payoff without killing the dance floor momentum. Now add a second layer, but don't just duplicate the whole break again. That's one of the fastest ways to make the drum smaller and messier. Instead, build a selective riff stack layer. Pull out just a few pieces, a ghost snare, a hat flourish, a kick pickup, maybe a short reverse tail leading into a backbeat. That layer should feel like a rhythmic shadow above the main break. Keep it out of the low end with EQ8. A high pass somewhere, around 180 to 250 Hz, is a good starting point for the stack layer. Then add light saturation with saturator if you want a little grit, and use auto filter if you want the layer to open up or darken across the phrase. What to listen for now is separation. The main break should still feel like the lead drummer. The stack layer should add detail and motion without stealing the downbeat. If the groove gets cloudy, you've probably added too much. Next, we make it breathe. Jungle feels wrong when it's too locked, but it also falls apart if the timing is careless. So use groove lightly. You can pull a groove from the break itself, or apply a subtle swing feel. Keep your main snares close to the grid, and only nudge smaller slices when you want drag or lift. Ghost notes can sit a touch late. Pickup hits can sit a touch early. That tiny bit of micro timing is where the bounce lives. Not drunken timing. Elastic timing. Alive timing. A really good workflow habit here is to consolidate once the two-bar groove feels strong. Committed to auto. That stops you from endlessly resolving the same tiny timing choices, and it makes the arrangement stage much faster. In D&B, commitment is underrated. If it works, print it and move on. For processing, keep it light and purposeful. On the main break, EQ8 can clean up rumble below 30 to 50 Hz and take some mud out around 200 to 350 Hz if the loop starts sounding boxy. Drum bus can add a little drive and crunch, but keep it controlled. Utility is great for checking mono and dialing back width if the layer feels smeared. On the accent layer, you can go a bit dirtier. Saturator, auto filter, maybe a tiny amount of short reverb on just the response hits. The trade-off is always the same, more character versus more transient clarity. If the break is exciting solo but starts smearing when both layers are active, Back off before you overcook it. Now arrange the riff over 16 bars so it behaves like a section, not a loop. Bars 1 to 4 should feel like the call. Bars 5 to 8 should answer and open up a little more. Bars 9 to 12 can repeat the idea with one U twist. And bars 13 to 16 should either lift, strip back, or hint at the next section. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make a loop that sounds great for 4 bars, then repeat it without changing the phrasing. A real DNB drop needs a reason to keep moving. So every 4 bars, do something small but clear. Remove a kick, swap a ghost note, mute the stack layer for 1 bar, add a reverse slice into the end of a phrase. Just one meaningful change is often enough. You can even use a half bar pickup into bar 9 to hint that the section is evolving without resetting the whole groove. That keeps the energy moving and gives the bass line a clean place to re-enter or shift. Here's another important check. Listen with the bass playing. A break edit can sound massive on its own and then destroy the low mid pocket once the sub comes in. If that happens, trim the 180 to 400 HC area on the break stack before you touch the bass. If the bass disappears, simplify the break. This is always about balance. What to listen for is whether the groove still has a spine once the sub enters. If the drums are taking over the mix, they're probably too broad or too dense. If the drums vanish, they probably need a little more contrast or center focus. Add one or two intentional fills, not endless ones. A reversed snare tail, a chopped hat flick, a little splice leading into the next downbeat. That's enough. The fill should feel like a hinge, not a solo. In jungle, too many fills kill the question and answer effect. Save them for key phrase endings like bars 4, 8, 12, or 16. This is also a good point to print another version if the groove is feeling right. Versioning helps. Bounce a V1. Then make a second pass from that render rather than endlessly tweaking the same lave edit. That habit alone can save a lot of time and keep your arrangement decisions sharper. Keep an eye on mono compatibility too. The important body of the break should stay centered and solid. If you've widened the wrong part, the groove may sound cool in headphones but collapse on a club system. Width is for high texture and decoration, not for the spine of the drum pattern. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra tricks are really effective. You can keep the call phrase drier and cleaner, then make the response phrase more degraded with filtering or saturation. You can let a tiny bit of negative space appear before the bass returns, because in darker styles, that gap can hit harder than adding another note. You can also pitch one small slice down for menace without dragging the whole break down with it. And if you want the edit to feel more dangerous without clutter, tiny reverse textures are your friend. A very short reversed snare or hat tail can imply chaos while keeping the actual groove readable. That's a classic jungle move. A strong mental rule here is this. Make the break speak in layers, not in density. Main body, response accents, and space around the hits. If everything is active all the time, the drums stop sounding like a conversation and start sounding like a busy loop. So if you're ever unsure, mute the response layer. If the groove collapses, the main break is too weak, mute the main layer. If the response sounds like the whole song, it's too loud or too broad. The balance should be obvious once you compare the two. For your final arrangement move, think beyond the first drop. A second drop can evolve the idea by dropping one ghost layer, shifting the response phrase by a slice, or flipping the relationship so the response becomes the lead. A breakdown teaser can strip the whole thing back to just the response layer and a single reverse hit. That gives you tension without burning the full energy too early. And that's really the bigger lesson here. A good amen call and response edit is less about slicing and more about editorial discipline. Stop when the phrase starts explaining itself. Stop when every extra hit makes the groove smaller. Stop when the bass line starts losing focus because the break is stealing its pocket. The best edits feel intentional, not accidental. So here's your homework. Build a 4-bar amen call and response riff stack using one amen source, only stock Ableton devices, one main break layer, one response or texture layer, exactly one fill, and exactly one reverse hit. Make bars 1 and 2 feel like the call, bars 3 and 4 feel like the answer, and leave enough space for a sub to sit underneath it. Then test it in mono, and test it with bass. If the snare still drives the record forward, if the response feels like an answer instead of just extra notes, and if the loop still has weight when the bass comes in, you've got it. Build the conversation, keep the spine strong, and let the break do the talking.